This reflection comes from the Reverend Gary Schultz, cantor at Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Terre Haute, Indiana. Near his tombstone, a memorial to Pastor Paul Gerhardt describes him as a theologian sifted in Satan's sieve. The testing he endured as he buried his wife, four of their five children, and countless parishioners could cause anyone to despair. The suffering of his conscience as he was forcefully removed from his parish due to his failing teaching was beyond discouraging. Nevertheless, for Pastor Gerhardt, his suffering honed his skill at hymn writing. Gerhardt lived out the words of St. Paul, "When I am weak, then I am strong." His trials were a constant reminder to cling to Christ and his promises. Gerhardt's testing allowed him to teach from experience about facing the sufferings and challenges a Christian encounters in life. A prolific hymn writer of over 100 hymns, Gerhardt used the liturgical year as a source for a number of his hymns. One of his Lent hymns, "A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth," from the Lutheran Service Book, hymn number 438, proclaims God's wondrous work of atonement. Our Father has provided the sacrificial lamb to pay for sin. "Go forth, my son," the Father said, "and free my children from their dread of guilt and condemnation. By your passion, they will share the fruit of your salvation." The Father's love, Jesus, is personified in his saving work, and the Word, Jesus, that created all the earth, is buried in the earth. It is beautiful how Gerhardt calls Jesus love, for that is how God loved the world, by becoming man, by dying on the cross, by rising from the tomb. Oh, love, how strong you are to save. You lay the one into the grave who built the earth's foundation. A lamb goes uncomplaining forth, the guilt of sinners bearing, and laden with the sins of earth, none else the burden sharing, goes patient on, grows weak and faint, to slaughter led without complaint, that spotless life to offer. He bears the stripes, the wounds, the lies, the mockery, and yet replies, "All this I gladly suffer." Thanks to the Reverend Gary Schultz for this episode. To read the words of the entire hymn, please visit our website, songsinthedesert.org. I'm David Sinden. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday with another Song in the Desert.